Alessandra Testone is the daughter of Italian expats and the owner of Musto, which imports artisanal Italian wines. She runs online wine tastings led by the winemakers themselves straight from the vineyard in Italy.
My name is Alessandra Testone, and I'm an importer of Italian wines that I like to describe as distinctive. So I only work with small independent wine growers. So when the lockdown started, we, well, had to reinvent ourselves. I work with wines that I like to describe as distinctive. They're quite particular. It's not the usual, the conventional wine you used to find. So tasting is really important for me as part of the educational process, to educate people to the fact that in Italy you have other wines than the ones we know, like Chianti, or like, well, I always name the wines of Tuscany as examples. So tasting events are really crucial in my business. Because we couldn't do those events anymore, I had to find another way to continue that educational process. And because I know the wine growers with whom I work so well, they have become over the years like really friends. I contacted them directly and I said, look, what about organizing online wine tastings? And the concept is quite simple. Basically, participants receive two bottles home, one white wine and another a red wine bottle. And then on the day of the tasting, they connect via Zoom for 1 hour of tasting and discussion with the wine growers themselves. I thought, because anyway, this thing happens online, we should embark them, the wine growers, on the journey. Normally, when these events take place live, I do the facilitation. But here, it's really the wine growers that connect. Most of them are quite shy. Most of them say, yeah, I don't speak English that well. And actually, you find out they really do speak English very well. A couple of times, actually, we decided that we would simply do it in Italian and we would arrange for the live translations. I'm myself not a native English speaker, and most of the participants are also not English native speakers. It's a bit like of a cliche, but we just talk the wine language, and that's the most important. We don't use extravagant words, though everybody understands each other. So on the 21st of April, we are going to meet Cesare Avenia from the winery Il Vero, and this estate is located in Campania, so that's southern West Italy, but we are here on the northern part of the region, in the province of Caserta, and it's a province that is actually an area that is less known for wines. And Cesare and his friends from childhood decided actually that they wanted to rehabilitate some of the native ancient grapes that they used to know when they were children, but that were completely like almost abandoned because there are other grape varieties that are more cultivated and more prestigious, between quotation marks. So they've really rediscovered some native grape varieties, and two of them we're going to taste. One, the white wine, is called Sheep because the grape is called Coda di Pecora, so that means sheep tail. And the red wine is El Palagrello Nero. It's the only estate that cultivates and vinifies those grapes as a single grape wine. And it's also organic viticulture. They produce 20,000 bottles. So it's really a very small estate run by friends. So it's a beautiful also story behind those wines. Next to the fact that these are really like beautiful wines, I really love them. They have really unique characteristics. We are on a volcanic soil, so that gives also very particular minerality, freshness to the wines that is quite unusual and very pleasant. I've spent my entire childhood like traveling Italy, and well, since my childhood, because I've never really stopped traveling Italy. When I visit some corner now, I like to visit and to hunt for those little gems, like hidden gems. And it's by talking to people that you learn how to find those little producers.
When would people have to order the wines in order to get them delivered in time for the tasting on the 21st?
So they would have to order by the Sunday before the tasting. That means Sunday 18th. So on Monday 19th in the morning, we will start like proceeding the orders. So there is still a bit of time for that.
Exactly. How did you run your wine tastings before Corona?
The wine tastings started when my parents still had their restaurant. Now they're retired, lucky them. And we started that as a sort of father-daughter activity. So my father is a cook, and we decided that we would organize wine and food pairing events. Basically, I would choose 5 to 6 wines from a specific region or around a specific team, and he would conceive the menu, design the menu by preparing very local culinary specialty that best pair with those wines. Now my parents are retired, but I went on with those wine and food pairing events with other partners, so other restaurants. So basically we organize one evening, we present 5-6 wines, and there are also 5 to 6 meals that are really served with that. We tell the stories, not only of the region, but also of the single grapes, of the wine estates. I really like to put forward those, like the real heroes of the stories, that is really the wine growers. Let's say those events are halfway between a enology course and a night out with friends at restaurants. So it's something relatively relaxed. I do not like the fact that enology is sometimes a bit too gentrified. I don't want to have a too technical discussion. If people have technical questions, they of course can ask those. But the point is not that. The point is really to rediscover the Italy of wine beyond the cliches.
So what restaurant did your parents own?
So it was called, my family name, as you know, is Testan, which means let's test it in French. So my father had a particular sense of humor, and he called it Testons les Vins. And he had like also the delicatessen shop called Testons, so Maison Testons. They've had that business, that place for 50 years, a little more, in Brussels.
So when people aren't tasting your wines, they can still buy them, right?
So people can order the wines via the online boutique, mosto.be. But I also partner with other delicatessen shops and restaurants. Mostly these are gourmet restaurants, but you also have a couple of delicatessen shops in Brussels and outside.
For Mosto's next tasting on April 21st, order your wines from Mosto, that's mosto.be, by April 18th.